Well, my friends, here we are gathered at the stable of Bethlehem, and we can see represented before us all the characters of whom we heard Father Tom read in the Gospel. We see here our Savior Jesus Christ laid in the manger with his mother Mary and her husband Saint Joseph. Then we see on the edge there the shepherds who heard the angel tell them about the birth of the newborn Savior. But there is also something represented here at the very top. You can see what's on top of the tree? Who can identify that? Yes. A star. And our Savior Jesus Christ chose the star to be a special symbol to guide everyone to the truth that he was born to save us from our sins. And you probably know that the light of a star takes a long time to reach our planet. The sun, which is the closest star, its light takes 8 minutes to get from itself to us here on Earth. The next closest star takes 4 years to send its light to us. And so I think our Savior Jesus chose the star as his symbol because he took a long time to arrive. People, as we heard in the first readings, were so eager. They were longing. They were waiting patiently but with great expectation for Jesus to come. And so when finally he did arrive on that cold winter's night in Bethlehem, their hearts were full of joy. And so the Lord is coming to our own hearts, and we might think it's been a long time waiting for Christmas. So let us spend these holy days of Christmas with great thanksgiving that our Savior, after this long delay, has finally come to be born in our hearts. Right. Thank you, my friends, and you may return to your families now.
And now some words for the adults. Just as these children are walking back to their pews, people walked to the manger for 2,000 years. Joseph with Mary on the donkey walked all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And you know, he must have thought he was going nowhere, because Bethlehem, even in the scriptures, it talks about how Bethlehem was the least of all the cities in Judea. Didn't look like much. What good could come out of that? And the same thing is true, we say, even now. Some people will look around in the world and be very pessimistic. And they'll say, oh, you know, the world's going you know where in a handcart. But that's not what we believe. We believe in something very different. We believe in the certainty and in the power of hope. It was Pope Francis who, in his Christmas message, said this. He said, remember that our own securities will not save us. The only security is hope in God, and that is what saves us. That is what is strong. It makes us walk through life with joy, with the desire to do good, and with the profound and deep desire to be happy for all eternity. What do you want? What do you deeply desire? Do we not want to be happy, and do we not want to be happy for all eternity? In the midst of the craziness of preparing for Christmas and everything else, and the wonderful chaos that there can be with children and grandchildren, take some time and ask yourself, what am I looking for? What do I seek? What do I desire with the deepest of my own being and all my emotions? What would I walk, as we heard in a song 20 years ago, 100 miles for? If only to be able to know God, to have security, and to be happy. That's really what we look for. And if you're not happy, open your heart to the power and to the presence of Jesus Christ. And sometimes that presence can seem like it isn't much in the midst of the world, but it is a presence nonetheless from which we can draw strength and grace and hope. It didn't look like much, not only in Bethlehem, but in the manger itself, being born in a stable. To see a child laid in a manger, it didn't look like much that we could put our hope in. But St. Paul says in another place that we see in a way that is not the way the rest of the world sees. The rest of the world wants a secular prophet, somebody that will promise hope and change and all the rest. But true hope is in the power of God himself, and true change will only come through Jesus Christ. This is why, in the midst of what looks like it is small and humble in the world, great power can come forth. You may be small in the eyes of the world. You may be humble in the eyes of the world, but God is doing something profound with you. When you come to this Mass, you come into the very presence of God himself, into the presence of Jesus Christ. You come into the certainty that God is always with us, that God is Emmanuel. That's what we hold fast to. That's the certainty of the power of this message of Christmas. Christmas says, I am with you. And in the midst of difficulties, the problems, isolations, or desolation, God is always with us. And he's with us in the most profound, yet humble of ways. It was the poet Hopkins who said that infinity dwindles down to infancy at the manger. And it does that so it can fit into your heart. It does that so it can come into my life. It does that so it can take its place to be able to make me more than I could possibly imagine that I could be. That I could be able to receive God so that you can be able to receive God. Because the presence of God there in the manger is replicated in the most profound of ways in the real presence. When you come into this church, look at these lights. Isn't it phenomenal? And yet the one light that's the most important is right there. That signifies that Christ is present, really and truly present in his Blessed Sacrament. That's the presence that gives us hope. That's the presence that is able to inspire us. And as we receive the Lord in his real presence, we can be able to be those repositories, those messengers of hope out to our world. This is why we walk forward. We walk forward in the certainty and in the joy and in the hope of Jesus Christ, whose promises have been fulfilled in our lives, and indeed in our own hearing.